Hello, welcome to the PPP Performance and Physical Therapy Podcast, where we upgrade your health and performance with the precision that you deserve. I'm your host, Charles Sams, and today we're going to be talking about recovery. Everybody wants it. I want it. You want it. But what is it? Recovery is a topic that's a little confusing. Recovery is often discussed in the form of tools and stimulation. So you can think of like hot tubs, sauna tubs, steam rooms. There's actually no such thing as sauna tubs, but we're gonna keep that rolling. Sauna, cryotherapy, massage, things that happen to us. Essentially though, what we're trying to do with recovery is to make sure we're more resilient. So today I'm gonna talk about recovery in two distinct ways. First, I'm gonna talk about all caps recovery, which builds our resilience. Second, I'm gonna talk about lowercase recovery, stimulation tactics, things that we do to enhance our recovery, but actually give us a little bit more stress. And lastly, I'm gonna talk about how we strategically put those things together so that we know exactly what to do to upgrade our recovery and get more resilient. Now, let's get into it. So, all caps recovery. Listen, everybody says this. Your mom says this about going to sleep, getting rest. Your coaches say this. But when we're talking about all caps recovery, this is the process of regeneration that allows us to be more resilient. This is made evident and seen clearly whenever we discuss allostasis, allostatic load, and homeostasis. However, that is something that we'll talk about in more detail on my personal podcast, The Human Continuum, that will be released here in a few weeks. But for today, we're just going to talk about the big rocks. Next thing is lowercase recovery. This is the process of stimulation that most of us think about whenever we're talking about recovery. That whenever we're thinking about it, whenever we're talking about cold tubs, cold plunges, those are the hot rave. We're talking about cryotherapy. Those actually add stress to our system. They don't help us recover unless we do the all caps recovery. So we need to make sure that we strategically pair these two things together. So before we get into all the pertinent details, if you have not already done so, follow us on all socials at Prepare, Perform, Prosper. You can subscribe to our podcast on all Apple and Spotify outlets to ensure you're receiving your notifications. Again, at Prepare, Perform, Prosper on social media. We're very active on Instagram, and then the PPP Health and Performance Network on Apple and Spotify. Let's get into it. All right, so whenever we're talking about all caps recovery, like the big rocks, the things that really move the needle in our performance and help us become more resilient, I'm going to use the four coactive model from Game Changers that was written by Dr. Fergus Connolly's book to give us a framework to understand how do these big rocks of recovery help us in all areas of performance, right? So those four coactives that Fergus Connolly speaks about is the physical coactive, the technical coactive, tactical, and psychological. So the physical is like, all right, these are the things that's gonna allow me to be bigger, stronger, and faster, right? Those are the things that we think about when we talk about athleticism. The next thing is technical. Those are the skills. Do I have the skill sets, right? Tactical is, do I have the know-how? Do I have the ability to actually strategically implement the things that I need to do at the right place at the right time? And psychological, we're gonna be talking purely in a form of cognition. Now, whenever we're looking at the big rocks, the things that move the needle the most, recovery, we're talking about sleep, we're talking about food, and we're talking about hydration. Listen, I know you get tired of hearing this, you hear it all the time, but whenever you understand how they actually affect our capacities, maybe you will take a little bit more credence to them and then you can implement them quickly. So whenever we're talking about the physical domain, right? Sleep helps us regenerate. So sleep is primarily broken up into two different phases. You got slow wave sleep and then you have your REM sleep. In slow wave sleep, that's whenever we're releasing growth hormone, that's whenever we're releasing our testosterone, all of our building blocks that help us regenerate our tissue, right? Now, whenever we're talking about our fuel, all of that is condensing and coming together and being built up in our sleep. So whenever we get our protein, we break those down into amino acids and that builds our body up, right? Then whenever we're consuming fat, that fat allows us to give us cellular health. So every cell in your body has a lipid bilayer. Lipid is just fat. And then we have carbohydrates that gives us energy. I know everybody's it's a crave that goes in and out to skip carbs, eat carbs. It's not gonna kill you. So that's gonna give us energy and hydration. So whenever we're thinking of just physically getting strong enough and actually recovering from the stress, we're gonna get those improvements for making sure that we're getting sleep and we're getting the proper fuel and the hydration. Now, whenever we go into technical tactical, those things are I condense those things together because they primarily have to do with learning. So if you are trying to, if you've been working on a skill, right? I'm trying to build up some type of skill, whether that's in dance, maybe I'm trying to learn a new skill on a court or on a field. That doesn't come together until you sleep. So whenever you sleep, that is whenever you're consolidating and putting together all the skills that you've been practicing so that you can then improve and do them the next day. That's primarily gonna happen during REM sleep. So whenever you're going through REM sleep, that's whenever you're going to start to put together all your technical and tactical skills. So whenever you're trying to learn, you're trying to do something new, or if you're a working professional and you're trying to upskill, learn new skills, learn new tactics, you have to sleep. That's when you're actually learning. And with psychological, we're talking about pure cognition. So we need to make sure that we have the fuel to create the neurotransmitters that regulate multiple functions, right? So we need to make sure that we have the appropriate amino acids that's gonna give us the baseline of building blocks to build our neurotransmitters, primarily dopamine, that's gonna give us that chase to make us wanna do things, give us that motivation to go after things, that serotonin to make sure that we can feel good for accomplishing things, that give us the GABA and the glutamate to make us excitatory and makes us wanna learn. We won't go deep into that, but those things come from amino acids. So we need to make sure that we have all those things together to ensure that we are getting all of the adequate things from our all caps recovery, from sleep, from nutrition, and hydration. Now, the next thing, which everybody cares about, that we need to pair is our low case stress. You can pause it. So now we're gonna talk about lowercase recovery, stimulation recovery. Those are the things that we think of like, I gotta go get some recovery. Listen, you can't go get recovery. Like recovery happens when you're in the bed and it happens on your plate. Like that's where you get the recovery from. You can enhance that though whenever you wanna go get some recovery by understanding what do you need, right? What do you need is gonna dictate what you're gonna do. Listen, I love massages. I love the sauna. Not gonna lie, I hate cold plunges, but I do understand the benefits whenever they're being applied in an appropriate way. So the way that I like to frame this is if I have X, then I need lowercase recovery. So if I am having some tissue issues, so if I got issues in my tissues, where as far as my tendons, or it's muscular. Listen, if you have something that cannot be alleviated with some type of mobility exercise, some type of stretch that you can do on your own, then you most likely need to get some type of soft tissue work to be able to enhance recovery, enhance fascial gliding, sliding and gliding. That's gonna allow you to have better recovery and get good blood flow through those areas. So if that's the case, that's when you probably do need a therapeutic massage. And in that case, you probably may need to see a physical therapist, get some needle work done, get some shockwave work done. We definitely do that here at PPP. We're definitely the best at it. You wanna make sure that you get those things done so that it can enhance your recovery. Now, any PT can go in there, do some dry needling, do some soft tissue work. But if you don't do the capital, all caps recovery, get your sleep, get your food, it's just noise. You're just screaming into the ether. Make sure that you get that done. But very, very, very helpful whenever you're getting rest. Now, if you got issues in your tendons, right? So if I'm starting to get jumper's knee, I'm starting to get some aches in my shoulders, etc., then you may need to do a cold plunge. Cold plunge definitely helps with a lot of inflammation, right? If you are having a lot of inflammation, it'll definitely help. Now, if you're trying to put on muscle, I wouldn't do that right after a workout. I would save that for later in the day or do it earlier in the day and then do your lifts. However, if you're having some tendon issues, the cold plunge definitely does help. However, if you have tendonitis or tendinosis, it's not gonna help. So if you're cold plunging and you're sleeping and your tendons aren't getting better, you definitely most likely need to see a physical therapist. Like, that's just what it is. We've definitely seen a lot of people, whenever we're going through our intake, they have some type of tendon issue, like, oh, my knee has been hurting for, for the better part of 3 months, or my shoulder's been hurting for like 3 months, and it was like coming in and coming out. Listen, if that's the case, you definitely have tendonitis, or you most likely have some type of tendinosis where the tendon is actually breaking down. You definitely need to see a PT for that. However, if you do cold plunge and you feel better and you get some rest, then that was exactly what the doctor ordered. Now, the next thing is, if you're having some mind issues, like if you are lacking a little bit of clarity, you feel a little bit burnt out, the best thing that's always gonna happen is gonna be sleep. You definitely need to rest. However, that's whenever you do the things like non-therapeutic massages, yoga, Tai Chi. Listen, don't sleep on Tai Chi. I know a lot of people are hip to yoga, but Tai Chi, Pilates is not relaxing. I don't care what nobody says. So yoga and Tai Chi, right? So if you're having some stress or some stressful issues, or you need some clarity, you feel like you're a little run down, a little burnt out, then you definitely could benefit from those things. Another thing that helps you relax and regulate is a sauna. The sauna is one of the best things that you can do for blood flow. So if you're feeling a little stiff, a little tight, or you just feel a little worn down, doing 10 to 15 minutes in the sauna definitely helps. It doesn't take away the problem, but it definitely does enhance your recovery. Now, here's another area that sometimes that gets overlooked a lot when we're talking about lowercase recovery, and that's addressing our lymphatic tissue. So sometimes athletes or working professionals can start to get a more, not inflamed, but looked a little bit like they're retaining a lot of fluid in specific areas, especially below the knee. Sometimes people are carrying a lot of fluid around their neck, under their armpits. Sometimes it's just a little bit more than usual. You most likely need to help drain your lymphatic system. So things like rebounding, things like a lymphatic drainage massage definitely helps. The lymphatic system is 100% essential in making sure that we are getting rid of waste, absorbing nutrients, etc. Those are the things that you definitely need to focus in on if you're starting to have extra fluid retention. So we went over, okay, what if I want to do all right, so we just talked about lowercase recovery, right? We talked about, okay, what if I'm having issues in muscle stiffness? Maybe I should go get a massage, or if I'm having some issues in my tendons, maybe I need to see a physical therapist. We talked about, okay, what if I'm having some low level pain in some of my joints? Maybe a cold plunge would definitely help. If the cold plunge doesn't help, then again, I probably need to go see a physical therapist. What if I'm having issues with blood flow? The sauna definitely helps with that. Massage definitely helps with that. But the thing that we typically don't pay enough attention to is our lymphatic system. So some lymphatic drainage definitely helps. Or if you just need a little bit of clarity, my mind is like, I feel like I'm overwhelmed. Some type of yoga definitely helps. I didn't mention this, but also meditation, active and passive meditation definitely helps with that. And then whenever you strategically pair that with your, all caps recovery, our sleep, our fuel and hydration, it gives you a good baseline and a good framework to start to have more resiliency over time. We all want the recovery. We all want to be able to perform at the highest level. We all want to be able to make sure that we're good physically, we're good technically, we're good tactically, and we're good psychologically. So we need to make sure that we have our all caps recovery and our lower caps recovery combined strategically so that we're able to perform at the highest level. Now, you could have spent your time anywhere else, but you chose to spend it here with me at PPP. I'm grateful for you to invest your time with us. I hope that you found value from today's episode, and I hope that we get to spend more time with you in the future. To do so, make sure you follow us on all social media and all platforms. Form Prosper, we're very active on Instagram, and you can follow us at the PPP Performance and Physical Therapy Network on Apple and Spotify. We'll see you next week.